Oh, I'm sorry, did I startle you? No, I'm sorry, baby. Oh. I was just, no, I just went to the concession stand and used the bathroom. Can you pull this in through the window so that I can open my door? Thank you. I got you popcorn? Well, I got us popcorn, because there's not a shot in hell that, I'm not going to eat some. There's some chocolate, I think M&M's. I didn't actually really look, they just kind of handed me a thing. And then here's your drink. Yeah, no, I think everyone else is sort of settling in. I think the car next to us might be like on their first date, which I promise not to eavesdrop. I'm a respectful adult that would never do that. But I remember our first date, and I remember how awkward I was, and every single part of me needs the validation of somebody else being really, really awkward so that I'll feel better about myself and my awkwardness. So if you catch me looking over there, it's mostly just because I'm hoping that one of them is fumbling so that I feel better about how much I fumbled. You didn't notice? Are you kidding? I was so awkward. I know, like I will fully take like as much credit as possible when it comes to like playing it off cool, but you made me so fucking nervous that I like honestly. Seriously, Lauren. No, I'm not kidding. You first of all, you looked fucking great. You always look great, but like you really went out like all out. And then like I don't know, I didn't like I felt like I spent the whole time wondering what to do with my hands, which is like a very silly thing to do. So like when you agreed when I asked you if I could hold your hand and you were like, "Yeah, silly." I was like, "Oh. Okay, now I know what to do with my hands." But then I became like hyper fixated on if my hands were sweaty or like anything of the sort. I was terrified that my hands were sweaty. The scariest thing to me was like sweaty hands. No, the food was really good. You know what? This is a very cute date, and I love the idea of a drive-in. It's getting nice and cool. It's very autumn. I was thinking about getting some hot apple cider, but that like doesn't really go with popcorn in my brain. But anyway, this is very cute, and I'm glad that we're doing this. But what we should do is maybe like next week we should make a reservation at the restaurant we had our first date at, and we could like give it another shot and go back, do it again. Hopefully get the same waitress who would be like, "Oh, I remember you too. Look at you. Congrats. That date went well. She looked really nervous the whole time," and she'll point to me. And then I'll be like, "Yeah, I'm still really nervous. She still is not like intimidating. You're not intimidating. Unless you want to be, in which case you can be as intimidating as you want, my love. It's not like you're like intimidating or imposing, but you're definitely like, I don't know. I don't want to mess things up. I didn't want it to like be awkward or weird, or I didn't want you to like, I didn't want to walk away from it feeling like I had done, like I really enjoyed it, and then like the fear that you didn't enjoy it was like looming, you know? Like you were just being polite. I don't know. Anyway, all this to say, I really liked you and I still very much like you, and I'm glad that we're doing this today because I feel like we've kind of gotten into a cycle of like being really busy. So finding time for us together is really nice. And I'm happy, to get to do this with you. I have never seen this movie in my entire life. And you know how I am with movies. Generally speaking, my ADHD kicks in and I need to multitask, but I promise not to pull out my phone because you deserve my, excuse me, hiccup, my utmost attention. Yeah, baby. Not allowed to talk about my girlfriend like that. It's actually illegal. I didn't write the bylaws, but I know that they were written. Well, what's on your mind? Where's your brain at, pretty girl? No thoughts head empty. I deeply relate to that, if I'm being honest. I honestly had not really considered it. I don't know, baby. Did you, like, is there something that you were hopeful for or something that you really wanted to give a go? If that's fine, like, I'm good with that. Of course.
God, I care so much about you. I wish you were nicer to yourself. I mean, I know that that's rich coming from me. Like, I get it. But, like, you know, I just want you to know that, like, you deserve everything I'm doing. You honestly deserve more than I'm doing, but the fact that you don't, like, expect me to be able to give more than I'm currently giving is very nice as well. Mm-hmm. Not a single person I would rather be here with, and you know that. And I will make sure you never forget it. Uh-huh. I hadn't thought about it, if I'm being honest. Mm-hmm. Well, would you... Uh-huh. I don't know. I think, when I first met you... Oh, God, you're really going to make me dive into these emotions. When I first met you... I'm not gonna, like, lie, because I don't wanna, like, no, you know, I can't lie, I'm not good at lying because I never learned how to lie. So, like, I honestly, because of the way my brain works, and everything is all over the place at all times, like, I met you, I registered you, and then, like, we interacted, and we went our separate ways, and then, like, it was 2 days later, I think, that it really hit me, and I kicked myself, because I was like, wow, I really should have talked to her more, I should have, like, at least expressed some sort of interest, because I'm afraid she thinks that, like, I was being brusque or, like, indifferent, and that's not the case. Like, I very much was not, I don't know, I didn't want you to, like, think that I didn't want to, like, hang out with you or whatever. So I went around in various circles to try and... find a way to contact you because I was ridiculous and I didn't ask you for your phone number. And then I did. I contacted you and I think I went through 3 first drafts of asking you out on a date before I finally selected one that I thought was appropriate. Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't inappropriate in any capacity, but like... I was terrified that you would say no, or I would make you uncomfortable. Are you seeing now that, like, I'm kind of just like that? Like, I'm just afraid of making people uncomfortable? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I love that you have so much patience with me, because I know that I need endless validation. Yeah. That's my thing. Endless validation. Mm-hmm. I'm doing my best, to be honest. But thank you. I mean, I like that we have this open community. Anyway, the movie is starting. We could talk about this more when it's over. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want to interrupt. Because if we roll up the windows, it's going to get really stuffy in here. Because we'll be breathing. And then we'll get one of those Titanic effects. So, yeah. Hi. Thanks for doing this with me. You look really cute. Is that new? Hmm. I like the cut. Bomber jackets are it, to be honest. I have a bunch of them. Really, what is happening here is I am going to steal that from you. That's the upside of dating women. Sharing a wardrobe. Anyway, movie. Mm-hmm. Hmm? Not up to anything. What are you talking about? Oh, I've never been trouble in my entire life. Mm-mm. Just watch the screen. Do you spray perfume on your neck? I can kind of taste it. Mm-hmm. Are my hands cold? You jumped. Oh, you weren't expecting my hand on your thigh. See, that's the thing. You should expect that at all times. Do you want me to stop? Well, pretty girl, I'm not sure that was a no, so... Mm-hmm. No, no, no. don't slink down in the chair. They'll notice.
Just be quiet. It's just one finger, baby. Lauren, watch the movie.
Yeah, I like this top on you. Are you cold or horny? Because the nipples are...
Just spread your legs a little bit.
Look at me. I'm gonna play with you. And you can find your voice if you don't want me to. But, gasping isn't a yes or no. So you know that you can say no. But...
Just one finger.
I know you take my fingers so fucking well, baby girl. It's fine. Hey, you're really fucking pretty. Just so you know. There you go. Just take one finger.
That's it. That's a good girl.
You're doing so fucking good. And you're being so quiet. Look at you. Keep your eyes on the screen, baby. I just, I'll admit, kind of like watching your chest rise and fall like that. That's a good girl. You're doing so good. That's it. There she is. That's my good girl. Just like that. What are you thinking about?
Is that so?
I'm sorry, did you need me to stop so you can focus? That's what I thought. You're so good. There she is. Look at me. You look so fucking pretty all riled up. You knew that though, right? There she is. Hi. Oh, did you want another finger? Oh, if you think I'm gonna stop before I make you come, you're mistaken. So, you're welcome to bury your face in my neck. Is it gonna help you be quiet, baby? Hi. Oh, you're noticing the intentional tease. Yeah, that's right. See, I know that you probably need more than just my fingers in you to come. So, either you'll ask me for it or you'll squirm. Both of which are nice for me. Because I like watching you bite down on your lip and it getting all pretty and swollen. How big your eyes get when you're desperate but too proud to ask me for something? That's okay, baby girl. Look at me, Lauren.
Love you. Mm-hmm. You're doing so good.
Uh-huh.
Just like that. That's what I thought, see? You're doing great, baby. You're doing so fucking good. How's it feel? Yeah. Use your words. There she is. Look, she's found her voice. Just not too loud, or other people will hear. And as much as I don't mind sharing, it's probably for the best that we don't, you know? Mm-hmm. Mm. I could watch you for hours. Oh, no, no. If you think that this isn't getting to me, you're sorely mistaken. I'm just focused. So my girlfriend deserves that focus, doesn't she? Mm-hmm. You're doing so fucking good, baby. Uh-huh. You are welcome to ask for what you need whenever you want. Mm-hmm. I know. Makes you all nervous and embarrassed to ask me for lewd things, but it is really, really cute, so if you could just, humor me. Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Here, I'm gonna turn the car on really quick. Make sure the radio's down. I'm just gonna roll up your window. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think you're hot as fuck, but there's some things I don't want to share with the adoring public, so. Thank you. Lift your top. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna give you more, baby. I mean, the windows are up. You can be a little louder than that. Just be careful. Mm-hmm. It's cold on purpose, baby. Give me the other one. Turn. Thank you. Hey, you're being loud. Shh, shh, shh. Mm-mm. I don't want us to get caught. If you're gonna be that loud, I'm not gonna let you come. That's what I thought. That's my girl. Mm-hmm. What if I just crook my fingers like that? Shh, 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 shh. Hey. Mm-hmm. Mm. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's my baby. Mm-hmm. Do you want to come? If you want to come, you better ask me for it. Say please. Oh, I'm going to let you come either way. I just think it's really hot when you beg. And you sound so fucking pretty. So, look at me. Go ahead, baby. Come on my fingers while there's a bunch of unsuspecting people around us. Mm-hmm. There it is, just like that. Uh-huh. Hi.
Shh, 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 shh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ride it out. Okay. Hey.
I'm not gonna pull my fingers out just yet. I need you to be a little less sensitive. I don't want to overstimulate you too much. Take a drink. There's a water bottle in. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you do one more filthy thing for me before you get all shy and blustery and nervous? Wipe your cum up with your finger and put it in my mouth. That's my girl. Mmm. Fuck, you taste good. Okay.
Hi. Are you okay?
Well, I hadn't planned to do that, but it seemed right in the moment. You would have told me if I pushed it too far, right? Okay. I never want to make you actually uncomfortable. Like, the whole nervous, reluctant thing is hot until it's genuine and you're uncomfortable. So, at any point. Promise? Okay. Oh, no. You don't get to get all blushy and awkward on me now. No, you just came in your pants at a drive-thru movie theater while your nipples were in my mouth and my fingers were inside of you, so. Yeah. Am I a little devious? Yeah, a little bit. But my girlfriend's really hot, and I don't want to keep my hands to myself, and she doesn't make me, so. Riddle me that. Yeah. You're mostly just really fucking cute. Please drink something, though. Preferably water, but. No. Like I said, I am fine with catching this movie in the middle and catching up later. We can always watch it from home. I make no promises about being able to stay on task there, but I will try for you. Yeah. If you want to watch it, yeah. Let's just catch the middle of it, at least. Yeah, I'm well aware that this is my fault. You can throw me under the bus for this one. Yep. I will own that until I die. You're just really hot. Am I whining? Yeah. I feel like it's my given right to be whiny. It might not be, but I'm gonna continue to say it is. God, how did I get so damn lucky with you? First of all, that was like one of the hottest things I've ever fucking seen. But second of all, you're really hot. No, we can keep the windows up, baby. If it gets like foggy or whatever in here, we'll just crack a window. Yeah, of course I don't mind. Why would I mind? You are something else. You are genuinely my favorite person. You know that, yeah? Oh, Lord. Before I met you, had never met somebody that could get more in their head than I can. It's almost like we're at some sort of war at who can internalize the most. I'm proud of us. We have made it pretty far. Yeah, baby. I love you. I care about you. I find you extremely attractive. So does, like, everybody we walked past today. No, I'm not just saying that. Look, I can't lie. I literally am not good at it. My brother used to call me out for it all the time. I tried when I was younger, but it didn't last. And now I can't lie. It's almost annoying to a lot of people. Yeah. Because I'm like way too brutally honest sometimes. It's not always a good thing. I mean, it's great for our relationship because we don't like wonder if the other one's telling the truth, but I don't know. Did you know? Actually, you know what? I think when we make those reservations to go out to eat, we should make it a whole day, if that's okay with you. Should make the reservations. And then, we can go out and get some clothes, like go shopping. No, this is not just an excuse to get more shoes. It just so happens that it's useful and good that I can also get more shoes. Why do you put up with me? Well, I mean, that's a good reason. Yeah. Why do I put up with you? Well, let's see. You are the love of my life. I am confident in that. I feel pretty secure, which is not a thing I normally feel. Normally, I am anxious at all times. And you make me feel like the world is not about to fall out from under me, which is almost unheard of. And you appreciate me even when I do small things. Things that I don't think anyone else would have ever noticed as a gesture. And yet you see them. So that's pretty cool. Uh-huh. I don't know. I feel very seen and loved and appreciated. And I want you to know that I appreciate you for that. Mm-hmm. You're my best friend. And my partner, but like, mostly my best friend. There's not a single person I would rather do this with. We're fucking killing it, baby. And if you don't think so, then you're wrong, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey. I need you to know that, one, you're gorgeous. You're a pretty girl. You're a good girl. And, there's not a doubt in my mind that you're stuck with me forever, so don't know what to tell you. What do you do about that, hot stuff? Hmm? Stuck with me. Yeah, I know. Sounds like a threat. Is a threat. It's both a promise and a threat, but if it's gonna make it stick faster in your head, then it can be a threat. I'm good with that. Mm-hmm. Zero shame. Yeah, baby. Hmm. Do you think, I don't know if this is, like, too soon, but, I mean, I know my family's, like, kind of overwhelming. Like, you know, my mom tries very hard to, act less interested than she is, but she can come off, like, really intense. But I was thinking, if you wanted, maybe we could do, like, a double date with my brother and his girlfriend. I think he's proposing soon. And I would love for you to meet his girlfriend before she is his fiance. That'd be cool. Yeah. Okay. I'm good with that. Do you want me to, like, here, lift the arm between us? I feel weird, like, impulse says give aftercare, and aftercare in my brain just, like, 5,000% includes cuddling, and you're, like, physically further away from me because we're in a car and it's doing my head in a little bit. I feel like I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and I don't want you to, like, I don't know, drop or whatever. No, I know you would tell me, but, like, come on. Come here. Also, it's getting kind of chilly. I will use literally any excuse to keep you close to me. Hmm? Yeah, it's cheesy. I'm cheesy. You knew that when you picked me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No. I'm just happy to be here. Specifically with you, hot stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay. I will shut up now. Can watch the movie. A little bit. Like, there's a really good chance that my brain just sort of fixates again later. Uh-huh. I'm doing my best. If you want me to, like, shut up, you might have to, like, ask me to go grab something, and then, like, walk into the concession stand will reset my brain. Yeah. Baby, you're allowed to tell me to shut up. It's not rude. I'm a little ADHD, and sometimes focus is not my strong suit. Yeah. Okay. I'm shutting up now. I love you. Thank you for doing that with me. You're genuinely the best. And, I'm shutting up. We're watching the movie. Yep. See? My eyes are on the screen. Mm-hmm. Actually, they're going to be on the people in the car right next to us just one time because I want to see if they're fumbling. Oh, fuck. They're making out. All right, I'm stop looking because that's weird. But that's going better than... Yeah, she's smooth. I'm impressed. I should really take notes. Okay, I'm not going to do that because I already landed the girlfriend. I'm shutting up now. Look at the movie. My face is forward. I love you.